The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And now we step into the Lunchtime Doctor with Dr. Brittany Dean. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Tuska. It is so great to be here again. I hope you had a great weekend. I had a great weekend.
Yes, it was good.
Okay, great. And I hope our listeners also had a great weekend. And today we're back here talking about important medical topics and ways that you can take care of your health and ways that, you know, you can just be healthy overall, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally. And of course, while we're talking about a specific topic today, I will encourage the listeners to call in, ask your questions about any medical topic, you know. Yes, and if you have any concerns, you can WhatsApp them as well. So I see Bass just walked in. We're just gonna wait for him. Today's topic is going to be osteoarthritis, and it is a topic that I chose because I feel like I get a lot of questions based on pain in the joints, pain in the fingers, pain in the knees. And I just want to discuss it, you know, bring some light on the topic and answer any questions that you may have in terms of osteoarthritis or any other topics as well. So Bass will give the numbers and the WhatsApp number as well so that we can interact. You can call in, ask your questions.
All right. Good afternoon, folks. First of all, our numbers are 627-3223-625-2257, or WhatsApp numbers in studio 306-1065. Of course, we're on Freedom 106.5 FM, Sangi 106.1, and Sky 99.5. See phone lines ringing already before I even ask the question. What is,
osteoarthritis?
Right, sorry. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Bees.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
And to Dr. Princess Song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doc, I wanted to ask, for the benefit of all listeners, a lot of people have different medical problems, and as a consequence, they will be using various types of medications,
yes,
and tablets, and mm-hmm. so on.
You're right.
What are some of the implications or guidelines in terms of using various types of medications, whether together, how we separate, or what are some of the things we should observe in terms of getting the full benefit
of
using these various types of medication, or when they are used together, what are some of the implications or complications
right.
that may be possible?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Princess Song.
This is a great, great question, and something that I wanted to get into when we're talking about this topic as well. So he is completely right. There are people who have several different medical conditions, and we call them comorbidities when they exist together. For example, if somebody has diabetes, we usually ask if they have high blood pressure as well. But somebody may have ischemic heart disease or any type of heart disease, and they may have diabetes, and they may have high blood pressure. So it is a plethora of different medical conditions that one person may have, and yes, they will have to be taking several different medications to treat each condition, depending on how severe the condition is, of course. But what I would suggest is that you always need to check your physician, and the reason being is that he is completely right when he said that different medications can have different complications. And what I mean by this is that you need to know that, okay, if I take this medication, I may get some nausea, and then the doctor will give you a medication to combat the nausea. But then there's the other side of this where medications can interact. So if you go and try to treat yourself while you're taking a medication that is prescribed by a doctor, there can be an interaction between that medication that you're taking and the one that you're using. And in some cases, it might even decrease the efficacy of the prescribed medication. And that is why I'm saying it's so important to go to your doctor when you have different medical conditions so that they can put you on different medications that do not interact with each other. So you want to be put on a medication for your diabetes that does not interact with your medication for your high blood pressure. And these two medications cannot interact with your medication for ischemic heart disease. So it really is tailored to the person. And like we said, the doctors will know best in terms of what medications to put you on so that they will not interact, so that you will not get any complications, and that you will get the best benefit for all the conditions that you're being treated for.
Mm-hmm. So we get back to our topic of osteoarthritis. So exactly, what is exactly is osteoarthritis and how does it differ from other types of arthritis?
Right. So, well, Baze, I know that you listen in and you hear a lot of people talking about, I have pain in my fingers or I have pain in my knees and what do I do and what do I do?
Right.
But osteoarthritis is a degenerative disease. And when I say degenerative, I mean that something is breaking down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a degenerative joint disease. And what happens is that your cartilage, the thing that is protecting your bones against each other, they tend to break down as you age.
Right.
And I'm not saying that every single person is going to get this as they age. But what I am saying is that the older you are, the more your chances are of your cartilage breaking down.
Okay.
So it's a very common disease, and in fact it's the most common arthritis that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is that unlike other types of arthritis such as rheumatoid arthritis, that is the autoimmune arthritis, one that most people will be common or will know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's autoimmune, meaning that your own body is attacking itself, and it causes this type of arthritis. Osteoarthritis is primarily what we call mechanical and structural. So it is an issue with function and an issue with the structure of your joints and your cartilage.
Mm.
And basically, this protective cartilage that cushions the end of our bone causes wear and tear. So we call it wear and tear arthritis as well.
Okay.
And this can lead to many different symptoms, pain, swelling, stiffness in the joints that are affected.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common joints that we see being affected are the joints in the fingers, the knees, the hips, and the spine. And that is why as we get older, it's harder for us to get up. It's harder for us to bend our knees. And when you bend your knees, you know, sometimes you hear the little
crack.
Bit of cracking.
Crack. Okay.
You know, we call that crepitus.
Mm.
And I would like to say that I'm fairly young, but I get it as well because I fractured my patella at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
So that can happen to young people as well. When you have a break in one of your bones or especially in a joint area, that puts you at risk for osteoarthritis at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to experience that pain, that stiffness, the tenderness in the joint, as well as the crepitus or the cracking sensation.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. And what are some of the causes of this, primary causes?
Right. So like I said before, the more age we have, the more likely.
Age?
No, age, joint trauma. So if we have, like I fractured my patella, if we have any type of trauma to any one of the joints, this can lead us to getting arthritis or osteoarthritis, I would say, at a younger age.
Yeah.
Things like obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really linked to inflammation that is caused by the adiposity of the disease itself.
Mm-hmm.
So genetic factors play a role as well, because if your mom or your dad has osteoarthritis, I mean, more than likely you will develop osteoarthritis, but there are things that you can do to combat it. And I mean, you can't bring back the cartilage per se, but there are things to reduce the pain, reduce the swelling, reduce the tenderness. So these are things that we will get into. And well, the risk factors also include repetitive stress on the area or repetitive stress on the joints. And this can be seen in different occupations as well, or activities.
Jobs, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So metabolic disorders and joint abnormalities, of course, those are other risk factors, but they are more or less common than we see like every day. So, I mean, more than likely, most people you see over the age of 50 have developed some sort of osteoarthritis. It may not be very severe, but when you look at an x-ray, they do have those degenerative or those wear and tear changes as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about some people who always complain about the weather? Does the weather affect arthritis? Yeah?
So what I would say is that I don't think there are any studies that are done in terms of the weather affecting a person who has osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are some people who think that they can tell what weather it's going to be. Like, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow because my joint's starting to hurt. But what they've found is that the barometric pressure is what causes the joints to hurt. So that barometric pressure change in the weather can actually affect your joints as well.
Okay.
So it's really just a pressure change,
mm-hmm.
and that's why you can tell, or quote unquote, you know beforehand, mm-hmm. oh, it's going to rain.
All right.
So it's really a pressure change in the atmosphere. Good, and then, I mean, that pressure change is going to be seen in the weather as well.
Right. But like some people who live in like the temperate countries, people who live away,
yeah.
like in the cold, that will obviously affect you, right?
That will affect them to some extent, I would say that. But in some cases, you know, ice is used to reduce swelling and inflammation as well.
Right.
So in some cases, it can help versus, you know, being something that causes it.
All right. We do have a call coming in. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Lunchtime Doctor.
Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, I would like to ask a question. So, my sister came from Canada recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we just tested my mom's pressure. So, we check her pressure and she is 150 over 100. How serious is that pressure? And she say now, she doctor, she has a history from pregnancy and back in the earlys that she doctor in Canada told her, well, no, it's been happening. This is her pressure and he said this is normal. What's your opinion on that? I'll listen off. Thank you.
So what I gathered is that she had high blood pressure in pregnancy as well,
mm-hmm.
and currently her blood pressure is 150 over 100. That is a high blood pressure, and especially for somebody who is not diagnosed with hypertension, it is definitely something that I think you need to carry her to the physician for, because you can't just say 150 over 100 is a normal blood pressure. Now, for smaller people, yes, a lower blood pressure may be normal, but for anybody of an average size, anything over 130
mm-hmm.
over 80 is definitely something that is concerning, or definitely something that needs to be checked out by a physician. So my best advice would definitely be to carry her to her doctor, let them retake the blood pressure, because sometimes it depends on whether or not you are taking the blood pressure properly, whether or not the cuff is too tight for her arm, whether or not, you know, different factors. Is the machine working properly? And I would say if you did the pressure twice and the reading is definitely high, you should definitely carry her to the physician and let them test her appropriately and diagnose her appropriately. Because if she did have high blood pressure in pregnancy, then there is a high likelihood that she can develop high blood pressure later on in life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would say it is concerning, especially if you checked it twice and it is the same blood pressure. So take her to the physician, because it is a high blood pressure.
All right. So, but during pregnancy, I mean, it's not abnormal to have a high blood pressure, is it?
So your blood pressure changes with pregnancy because you have a dilution of your blood,
mm-hmm.
right? So that means they have a little more blood. So sometimes it is normal for the blood pressure to go a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are blood pressures that are concerning in pregnancy and lead to different diseases of pregnancy, such as preeclampsia, eclampsia, things like these, things that are very severe and need attention immediately.
All right.
So definitely in pregnancy, of course, you need to check with your doctor and make sure that your blood pressure is normal for the trimester that you are in. And they will guide you accordingly if you are preeclamptic or eclamptic. And these are big words, but we will touch on it later on.
Definitely. All right, 18 minutes now after 12 o'clock. We do have a break to take. But before we go to the break, how is osteoarthritis diagnosed? And what are the typical investigative procedures involved? How do you actually test someone to see if they have osteoarthritis?
So the diagnosis is actually made on based on the medical history. And this is why I always touch on this, because it's so important that you tell us every single thing, everything that we want to know. The symptoms are of utmost importance. And why I say this is because the way that osteoarthritis presents can be different from the way that rheumatoid arthritis presents. So even the timing of the arthritis, is it when you're waking up? Does your hand or does your stiffness go away 30 minutes after you wake up? Does your stiffness go away when you walk? Now, all these things are pertinent questions that will be asked in your history, especially if you're presenting with pain in your fingers or pain in your knees. And that is why when people do call asking about pain in the knees and pain in the fingers, I can only give a general answer, because there are specific things that need to be asked in order for a full diagnosis to be made. And there are specific questions that we ask, and the symptoms are very, very important when diagnosing osteoarthritis. A physical exam is also very important, checking the joints, checking the mobility of the knees, checking the mobility of the different joints that are in pain. And of course, we do imaging studies, and these things would be like radiological investigation, x-rays. Like I said before, we do see wear and tear, we do see the breaking down of the cartilage, we do see the degeneration of that joint space as well. So even if people are not having physical symptoms, sometimes it can be by chance that we do an x-ray for somebody and we see that, oh, they have early degeneration in their bones, so they may be at risk for osteoarthritis later on as well. So it is really just the medical history, the symptoms, as well as the physical exam and an x-ray.
All right, 20 minutes after 12 o'clock, let's take a break. In the meantime, you could send your WhatsApp messages to 3061065 and we'll get to them as soon as we come back. Give yourself the care you deserve. Treat yourself with state-of-the-art medical technology at Medical Professionals that put your healing first. Health City Cayman Islands is here to provide you and yours with the care and healing you need. They are a full-service healthcare provider operating in the Cayman Islands to ensure that the entire Caribbean region can access quality health care. Call Health City now at 720-4019. That's 720-4019, and reach us via email at tt@healthcity.ky. For full details on their services, visit healthcitycaymanislands.com. That's healthcitycaymanislands.com. Health City, leading you to the best of health. And leaning to a healthier lifestyle with GNC Total Lean, where actual science meets tasty flavors to make your wellness journey fun, delicious, and way more convenient. GNC Total Lean is a complete brand of weight management supplements, Total Lean meal replacements, and snacks. Not only can the high-quality products help you on your weight management journey, but they're also great solutions for living an overall healthier lifestyle. Available at a GNC store, supermarkets, and pharmacies nationwide, visit at GNC on Instagram for more information. GNC, live well. We come back. The lunchtime doctor, Dr. Brittany Dean, is here. Of course, our numbers are 6273-223, 625-2257, WhatsApp 306-1065. Hi to all of our listeners as well on Sangeet and Sky 99.5. We're talking osteoarthritis, but we do have some questions coming in, right? This person here should be working in the Met office, right? Because it says, I have 17 pins and a plate in my hand and can't predict rain or cold weather most time.
Wow, okay.
That was a real severe accident.
It had to be a very severe accident if you have so many pins in your hand.
Wow.
I'm not too sure where in the hand he had the accident. Mm. But I mean, okay, if you can predict weather very well, that's good. Yeah, it's very hot outside.
Yes, we do.
So,
All right. Hey, good day. While driving, and if I have to wash chicken in cold water, I get lots of cramps.
Mm-hmm.
Could dehydration be the cause of this? Any recommendations? Thanks.
So, what I would say, so while driving and washing
and chicken in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water.
So, that can be a cause of, like I said before, osteoarthritis, causing pain. So what it does, it can cause pain and can cause you to lose function.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're having pain, you're losing function in your hand as well. So it can be that you are having early stage osteoarthritis, and there are things, there are managements for osteoarthritis. It's nothing too strenuous to think about, but we will get to that later on. I'm thinking that osteoarthritis can be a cause of that. Dehydration, if your electrolytes are out of balance as well, if you're not getting proper electrolytes, then yes, it can be a cause of pain, tingling, numbness, sensation, if you're losing certain electrolytes. So yes, dehydration can be a cause of that. So keep hydrated as well. But what my main concern would be that the function, you're losing function while you're doing your daily activities. So that means once you're losing function, that means that it has something to do with your joints. So if it is very concerning, I would definitely say go get it checked out by a general practitioner.
All right. Good day. What are the causes limited eye movements, droopy eyes, and weak muscle arms and legs? I can't do push-ups, ride bikes, walk too far, and a little problem swallowing, and started getting a problem like ED. Lots of problems there. You need to go see a doctor.
Definitely. So what I would say is that it sounds like a very neurological issue. Yeah. But the first thing that you said, that his face was drooping and he has weakness in the arm and a certain leg, etc. I would definitely think that this could possibly be a stroke.
Signs of a stroke.
So definitely you need to go and get yourself checked out. Mm-hmm. Let them do a scan of your brain just to make sure that you are not having a stroke, or if you are having a stroke, they will treat you appropriately. But there are other neurological conditions as well that can present with weakness of the arms and the legs that has nothing to do with a stroke. Yeah. So it is very imperative that you do get checked out by a doctor so that they can rule out stroke or rule in other neurological conditions as well, especially if this is a long-term type of thing.
All right. So let's get back to our osteoarthritis. Now, I think you kind of answered this one already. Were there any particular age groups more susceptible to
It can affect anyone. But the most common age group would be the older population, those over 50. But what's interesting is that before 50 years of age, men are more susceptible because, of course, men are more athletic, they're more into sports, so definitely more sport-related injuries will cause early-onset osteoarthritis. Right. But after 50, because women go through menopause, you have that drop in estrogen, definitely the risk of osteoarthritis becomes the same. Mm. But, of course, you can develop it at any age because, remember, trauma relation, any type of injury to any of the bone can lead to osteoarthritis. But older age group, more susceptible.
Right. What about going to a chiropractor? Can they help?
This is really dependent on the type of injury that you have. Mm. Osteoarthritis, I don't think that they would be able to help with osteoarthritis because you can manage the symptoms of osteoarthritis, but you can't just build back your cartilage, right? No. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. It is degenerative. It will wear and tear down your cartilage. You can't build that back up. If it is very severe, then you fall into the realms of surgery, like a knee transplant or a hip transplant, something like that. So I wouldn't say that it is going to reverse any of the damage that is done, but you can manage the symptoms. So it is a degenerative disease. Unfortunately, there's no full cure unless you get a full knee transplant or do surgery to replace the entire joint.
All right, now, there's this particular medication that's been floating around. I won't say the name. Mm-hmm. That people say, well, I had arthritis, I had my bones, and I take this thing, and I feel good. I could jump for joy right now. I mean, what say you as a doctor on that?
I would say that there's not a lot of research in terms of supplementation and osteoarthritis. A lot of people think glucosamine does help. I mean, if you want to take things like glucosamine, then sure. But if there's no benefit, if you're not getting benefits after a few months, then it really doesn't make sense to take it. I know the medication that you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything bad about the medication, but what we found is that the results of studies that are done shows that there's no real
well-known people taking this thing, endorsing this thing.
Yeah, so it has a lot of endorsements. I don't want to say the name. I'm not going to say anything about it. Yeah, but there are studies on it, and these studies have shown that there's no benefit and there's no risk to taking it. So basically, there's no real change.
Is it mind over matter? Can these things be mind over
matter? A lot of things can be mind over matter as well in terms of your pain, right? But when you see an X-ray and you pull it up and you see that you have degenerative changes, then you see it right in front of you. It's a fact, right? But of course, like I said before, some people may have the degenerative changes and they don't feel the pain. They don't feel any of the symptoms that come with osteoarthritis. And some people have so much willpower. If they have pain, they just ignore it. So, I mean, there are benefits and risks to that as well. Pain is a stimulus that tells us when things are getting severe. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, mind over matter, yeah, I think that some people can manage it very well. And they just don't want to take medications, and they can deal with the pain, and that is completely fine in some cases.
So what about the emerging treatments and therapies that you would recommend that show promise in the management of osteoarthritis?
Right. So in terms of the emerging therapies, you know, we talk about all their research that is being done on platelet-rich plasma or PRP treatments that are being injected into the joints, stem cell therapy or stem cell injections as well. But like I said before, these things are emerging, right? Yeah. There's no real actual evidence. Some people want to try it because the pain is sometimes too bad and they don't want to go to that step of surgery. So they do try it. Some people do get relief from it. Some people have the benefits of it. Some people don't. So we do actually need full-based studies before putting it in a regime in the hospital or in a doctor's office, because we always practice evidence-based medicine. So everything has already been researched. Everything that we give you in terms of pharmaceuticals, in terms of injections, in terms of surgeries, everything has been researched already. So in terms of PRP and stem cell, these things are just research that is ongoing, and there's no actual study that can give you a full benefit on it. Or maybe there are studies, but it's not enough. Or it's, I mean, there are different types of studies as well. So maybe it's not a great study per se, right? So, I mean, trial and error. If some people really want to try PRP, if some people really want to try stem cell injections, then that is up to them. That is between you and your doctor. I can't give you the advice to go on and do PRP or do stem cell, but there are injections or steroid injections that are used as well in terms of osteoarthritis. And of course, this is only administered by a doctor. In clinic settings, we usually give it 3 to 4 months apart, because steroids itself can cause breakdown of the cartilage, but it relieves the symptoms, it relieves the inflammation of osteoarthritis, and that's why it's given in intervals versus every week.
All right. A question coming in here. Good day, based on esteemed doctor. I am 68-year-old male, and I'm very active through regular exercise and a relatively healthy diet. However, during the past 4 to 5 months, I've been experiencing terrible burning and a lot of pain in my right hand, especially the index finger.
Yes.
I must add that I had some injuries to the right side of my body. I sought medical advice, but the pains and burning persist.
Right. So definitely, because of your age, and thank you for giving me a full history there. So because of your age and because of the fact that you experienced trauma to the hand, osteoarthritis has a tendency to go after those small joints in our fingers, especially like you said, the index finger there. It does have a tendency to go into our small joints, our fingers, etc., and burning, swelling, any type of pain where you are unable to move your hand appropriately, that is a cause for concern in terms of osteoarthritis. I'm not saying that you have osteoarthritis. I can't give you that full diagnosis until you get a proper examination and we do some radiological investigations. But what it does sound like to me is that you are developing osteoarthritis. And as much as you are athletic and you have a proper diet, etc., sometimes you can't escape it, unfortunately. Like, yes, you can exercise with osteoarthritis, but sometimes it does creep up on you. Sometimes you will get that pain and that tingling sensation in the fingers. So it is imperative that you do get it checked out. Go to your doctor, let them do a full examination for you, and they may order an x-ray where you will see some degenerative changes if you do have osteoarthritis. There are managements as well, especially pain managements. Sometimes we use certain medications. I won't call them on air, but it is, we usually treat pain in a stepwise approach. So we start with things that are over the counter first, and then if you are getting no relief or there's no benefit at all, then we bump it up depending on the person, depending on the severity of the pain. But what I will say in terms of over the counter pain medication, that is still something that you have to be extremely careful with, because as much as it is sold over the counter, you can't just be taking plenty at a time just to relieve your pain. That comes with complications. Acetaminophen is metabolized by the liver. You can get liver complications, NSAIDs. You can get ulcers, stomach ulcers. If you take too much, you can have bleeding into the stomach. So these things are very, you need to be very cautious when you're taking it. And what I would say is still go to your doctor, let them prescribe what they want to prescribe for you. And there's a therapeutic dose. They will tell you how much to take in a day. And even the back of the tablets tell you, do not exceed this dose per day.
Right.
So it is very important that you follow instructions thoroughly, because things do have risks attached to them. Mm-hmm. And even things like over-the-counter medication and supplementation have risks attached to them.
Okay, another break is coming up. But let me just ask you about people who type a lot, and sometimes there was a time I was diagnosed with trigger finger.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And even, you see this with the phone and stuff.
Carpal tunnel and
phone
stuff like that. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Right?
So there are a lot of orthopedic conditions that make you lose function, and you have a lot of different symptoms like that pain, that swelling. And if you have trigger finger, you will usually get it in your ring finger sometimes.
Yeah.
And there are treatments for these things, but of course, if it is based on your occupation, they will give you management. They will tell you what to do. There are certain things that you can do to avoid it, and there are certain things that you can do to manage it. So there are different types of orthopedic conditions. There's a very long list when it comes to just occupational things you do with your fingers. Mm. So the hand alone is people specialize in the hand alone. That is how long that list can go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely when you're doing things like typing, when you're using your hand a lot, you'd find a lot of writers tend to get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Right,
you know? It's a long list, and they all have different management strategies.
All right, good stuff then. All right, let's take that break and we come back. We do have some more WhatsApp messages coming in here. Very interesting program today. Remember, folks, to lean into that healthier life with GNC Total Lean, where actual science meets tasty flavors to make your wellness journey fun, delicious, and way more convenient. GNC Total Lean is a complete brand of weight management supplements, Total Lean meal replacements, and snacks. Not only can the high-quality products help you on your weight management journey, but they're also great solutions for living an overall healthier lifestyle. Available at GNC stores, supermarkets, and pharmacies nationwide. Visit at GNC at Instagram. And more information, GNC Live Well. And give yourself the care you deserve. Treat yourself to the state-of-the-art technology and medical professionals that put your healing first. Health City Cayman Islands is here to provide you and yours with the care and healing you need. They are a full-service healthcare provider operated in the Cayman Islands to ensure that the entire Caribbean region can access quality healthcare. Call Health City now at 720-4019. That's 720-4019 to reach us via email at tt@healthcity.ky. For full details on their services, visit healthcitycaymanislands.com. That's healthcitycaymanislands.com. Health City, leading you with the very best of health. Good afternoon. We're back, folks. You do have some questions coming in there, but let's just ask this question about osteoarthritis. Can it lead to other complications or health issues if left untreated?
Right. So osteoarthritis definitely is an issue that can lead to other issues. So remember, we said that you have a lot of complications like pain, swelling, redness, all these things. If you do not have an anti-inflammatory treating this condition, it definitely can get worse. It can get very severe to the point where you will need surgery. You will require a knee replacement in order for your function to be as it was before. And even when you do get surgery, some people never regain that full function, for example, in the knee. They will never regain that full function. They will always have a little bit of stiffness. So it is important to get it checked out, to get it treated appropriately, especially if you're having symptoms that are severe, meaning you're getting a lot of pain, you're getting a lot of stiffness in the joints. You can't function as you normally would. For example, you can't hold anything, you cannot grip because you're having pain behind your thumb. You can't drive properly. You can't do anything because, you know, it will affect your life. It will affect your daily tasks.
All right, doctor. When I eat ketchup or drink Lucozade, green mango, my joints hurt. Is that normal?
That is an odd observation, especially because you're very specific.
Maybe it's the acid. Does acid affect that?
Yeah, so acid can cause an effect, but it will not be something so severe, because then if they're eating anything else with acid in it, they should have the same type of response. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of foods with acid, like citric acid, things like oranges, Portugals, things like that. Yeah. But there may be a compound that is, you know, that is common to all three of them that may be affecting this person. You could be eating too much as well. In terms of preservatives, it's definitely not advised to be eating a lot of preservatives. And Lucozade, it's a glucose drink. It has a lot of sugar in it. It will bring up your blood sugar as well. So if you're diabetic, I would definitely suggest staying away from that. But if you're finding that you're getting these problems while eating these foods, the simplest thing to do is avoid them, right?
This brings into question diet. How important is diet in osteoarthritis?
Right. Please. So diet, I would say, is very important when you're talking about osteoarthritis or any medical condition, actually, your lifestyle, your diet, whether or not you're working out on a daily. So maintaining a healthy lifestyle is important, including regular exercise. And we always say a balanced diet. So a balanced diet meaning food from all the food groups. There's no particular food per se that increases your risk of osteoporosis, but we always say that sugar does cause inflammation. Sugar is known to cause inflammation. So avoiding refined sugars, especially if you are known to have osteoarthritis and it is severe, I would say definitely cutting out refined sugars, anything that is known to cause inflammation. And of course, yes, you can work out if you are diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Of course, you will have to have a regime that is tailored to you, because it is important not to do more harm than good. But yes, you can't work out. You don't get a free pass because you have osteoarthritis.
All right. Good day. Wonderful and interesting program. I am 72 years old, and I would like to know if calcium, magnesium, and zinc, I am taking it right now for the pain in the knees and the waist and cramp in the hands. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Okay, so what I would say is that these are supplementations, right? They are not medications to relieve pain. They are just supplementations for your body. Like I said before, when we're talking about the glucosamine, you can take it if you are finding that you are getting relief. And there are certain brands, I would say, that advertise joint care or joint medications. And there's not a lot of research into supplementation and osteoarthritis, right? But you can't take it. There's nothing wrong with taking it. If you're not getting any benefits from it, then there's no use in putting something extra in your body if you're supplementing it with a proper diet, right? If you're not getting it through your diet, then yeah, okay, supplementation is fine. But this can only be deduced once you go to your physician and they can tell you, well, you are not getting enough calcium. That's why you're experiencing certain symptoms. Mm. So that is the reason that we say supplementation is important in contexts like that. But if you find that you are getting relief with the calcium, magnesium, and zinc, there's nothing wrong in taking it. But there are medications, like I said before, we start with a ladder, an analgesic ladder. So we'll start with step one, where we prescribe something that is over the counter for you, and we tell you what the therapeutic dose is. So you will take this in this amount of dose every day, even though it's an over-the-counter drug, because we don't want you to fall into problems. You're getting such severe pain, and you want to be taking more than the max dose per day, because then you will run into problems, you'll run into complications, and it is not good for you or the doctor as well, right? So it is important to do things that your doctor has prescribed, and use the dose your doctor has prescribed. Because if you're not getting relief, then you can go back to your doctor and say, well, this medication in this dose is not giving me any type of relief. And if we've reached the maximum dose, then we step up the ladder. We go into a different type of medication, something that can only be prescribed. And then we'll find some relief. And of course, if we reach the point where we have no relief, then, you know, then comes the intra-articular steroid injections or the surgery. So it is important for you to monitor yourself as well once you're diagnosed and once you're prescribed a medication, how you are responding to that medication, so that the next time you go to your doctor, you can tell them, well, it's working well for me. This dose is working well for me. We can continue using this.
Now, you know, growing up, they always told us drink your milk for healthy bones, right?
Milk is calcium.
But like, it didn't work.
But, well, I mean, it works in...
Or should we still be drinking milk?
We should... Yes and no. That is a very, very touchy topic, because some people are against cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are for cow's milk. It does have a lot of vitamins and minerals, but... There are studies that have shown that there's a lot of bacteria in it as well. But, you know, it depends on what your diet is composed of as well. And what if you're lactose intolerant, then no, you should not be drinking milk, because then you're going to get the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Mm-hmm. But if you... Milk does have vitamins and minerals. So if you are a milk drinker, I'm not going to tell you to stop drinking milk, right? There are substitutes there. Are out there now, but you're not going to get the same amount of vitamins and minerals as you would get in cow's milk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, some questions there. Good afternoon, doctor. I'm a 64-year-old and I suffer the stroke 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Enalapril 10 and Atenolol 50. Lately, I'm getting headaches and blackouts. Can you help?
So what I would say is that if you are taking those medications, that means that you are hypertensive, meaning that you have high blood pressure. And if you are getting headaches and blackouts, that means that maybe the dose is too much and your blood pressure is going too low, or maybe you are having a hypertensive emergency. This is dependent on what your range of blood pressure readings are. So if it is too low, these are usually symptoms that we would see. Somebody is blacking out, somebody is dizzy all the time if your blood pressure is going too low. This is hypotension. What I would say is that you need to go to your physician, let them check your blood pressure, tell them this has been going on, and maybe they can decrease the dose of your medication if you're suffering with hypotension, meaning you have a low blood pressure. But if your blood pressure is extremely high, then... You know, that goes into an emergency state where you may need to be admitted, etc. But because you said your symptoms are blacking out and dizziness, my thought process is that your blood pressure is going too low and the medications are too much for you currently. So it is important that you go and tell your doctor what symptoms you're experiencing and let them take your blood pressure. And you yourself need to have a log of your blood pressure medications. So each day you can see what your blood pressure is and what the reading is, and your doctor will be able to deduce from that your medication is making your blood pressure go too low. Your pulse can also be slow if you're experiencing hypotension or low blood pressure. So you can check your pulse. If your pulse is slow, you are experiencing a little bit of low blood pressure, so definitely go get it checked out.
All right, and good afternoon, doctor. Well, the person says you already answered the question, but just for reference, the question was, can the daily intake of supplements such as vitamins impact the pains of osteoarthritis in addition with a balanced intake of water? And the person said, basically, I'm hearing the response of the doctor to my question.
Yes?
Right? Yeah.
So, in terms of the supplementation, like I said before, there are no real studies to say that if I take this medication or this vitamin, it is going to relieve my pain. What I would say is that that's what pain medications are for, and that's why we prescribe certain medications for osteoarthritis, right? So, like I mentioned before, acetaminophen and NSAIDs, and of course NSAIDs has that component that is anti-inflammatory, yeah, right? They're called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for a reason. But like I said before, they do come with complications if you take over the therapeutic dose. People tend to get stomach ulcers, things like that. So that is why it's important for your doctor to prescribe you these medications and tell you how much to take and when to take it and how to take it. Because even though you can just go and buy an NSAID over the drug, over the counter, the drug has its own complications. And like I mentioned before, glucosamine and chondroitin, which is another type of vitamin and minerals that we do see being sold these days, there are no real research to say that it does help with the pain, but some say that it can slow the progression of osteoarthritis. But if you do have osteoarthritis, of course you need to manage the symptoms. Mm. So slowing the progression there, the managing the symptoms will come first.
All right. Mm-hmm. Somebody asking about a particular type of milk. Is almond unsweetened milk good to use?
Almond unsweetened milk. So, I mean, if you like it, yes, you can use it. I mean, there's nothing to say that you can't use almond unsweetened milk. Mm. But like I said before, you'll get more vitamins and minerals from dairy because it is coming from cows. But I'm not going to tell you, go and drink this type of milk or drink that type of milk. It depends on the type of milk that you like. But if you are suffering with something with low calcium, etc., your doctor will tell you, okay, well, it's better to be drinking cow's milk versus your almond milk. Mm. But I drink almond milk. I drink oat milk. I like all. Mm. So, you know, it's really a preference.
Okay. We have about 3 more minutes. So lastly, what resources and support networks are available for individuals seeking more information or assistance with osteoarthritis?
Right. So there are many resources. There's many support materials. You'd find that a lot of persons, because it is so common, there's so much research being done on it, and there's so many resources out there, whether it be on the internet, whether it be through your community, through your doctor. There are clinics for osteoarthritis, orthopedic clinics, etc., that help you take care and manage your symptoms. They provide valuable information and advice and even emotional support, especially for those who have severe pain and swelling and inflammation and they aren't able to function properly. But of course, when you get to a point where it is extremely severe, then the only real answer to that would be surgery. And like I said before, if you let it get to that point, surgery can, yes, it can replace your joint, but sometimes it does not give you back that same the same feeling that you had. You know, it's not your body, it is other material that is going into your body to replace your own joints and your own bones. Mm-hmm.
Final one coming in here quickly. Hi, does berberine do anything good for diabetics?
So there's no real research on berberine. So I would suggest that you stick to your prescription medication. There are some people that say that berberine helps to decrease your blood glucose level. But I would suggest that you don't try anything out of proportion to what you are currently taking for your diabetes, especially because there's not a lot of actual research done on it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Brittany Dean. Today, some of the questions we had today, we'll leave it over for tomorrow. Remember, we will be here tomorrow at 12 noon, right, again, for another edition of The Lunchtime Doctor. All right, so do enjoy the rest of your day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.